precious friends.
I was reading one day the story of Joseph, and I was so thrilled at the story of Joseph. I got over in a little closet and knelt down up there in Minneapolis, and I said, "Lord God, how I thank you for a man like Joseph." And I thought, if I wished I'd have named Billy Paul Joseph, after that great noble character, there's not one mark against him nowhere in the Bible, perfect type of Christ in every way. Thought how I would love, I said, "Oh, if I had a boy, I'd name him Joseph." And just then, that light came moving into the building and said, "You'll have a son, and call his name Joseph." Yeah.
Now, I've taken the life of Joseph in the Bible, and I read that Bible. That was the man there was nothing against. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all of them had something against them, but not Joseph. What a man, a perfect man, a perfect type of Christ. When I read that, I just got to crying one day in my little hotel room, and I went over to a closet where I had my clothes hanging, pulled the door together. I said, "God, I want to thank you for a man like Joseph, a man who once lived on the earth, a man in flesh like I am, a man that could believe you and take your word." He was hated of his brothers. He couldn't help being spiritual. He saw vision. He could interpret dreams. All of them hated him for it. He couldn't help that. That's just what he was. See? It just wasn't to the others. They ought to have loved him. But instead of that, when he told them, sometimes things against him. Oh, they say, "Here comes that dreamer." And they hated him without a cause. I said, "Why did they do that?" And yet that man never moved. He stayed right there. I said, "Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for such a man." Right then the Holy Spirit revealed to me, said, "You'll have a son, and you'll call his name Joseph." I got up from there and thanked the Lord. I went forth announcing, "I'm going to have a baby. His name's going to be Joseph." How many remembers it?
Sure.
All around over the country, everywhere, telling people, "Going to have a baby. His name's going to be Joseph." I remember 4 years later, my wife, we knew we was going to have a baby. Everybody said, "Is this Joseph coming?" I said, "I guess it is. I don't know, but I'm going to have Joseph." When it was born, it was Sarah. Then a man called me up and laughed in my face. He said, "Say, you know what? You meant Josephine." The man died. The man died. She said, "Is this him?" I said, "I don't know, honey. I can't say, but God said he's going to have Joseph. And we're going to have Joseph. I don't care what anything says. We're going to have Joseph." Well, the same God that's told me all these revelations told me that. He never failed on others, and he won't fail on that.
Amen.
I went up the mill to pray and start there. There stood that light hanging between two trees. Said, "Go back to your work." I went back to the Bible and while I'm laying in my car, and when I did the wind, it blew it over. The word Nathan was setting to David, said, "Go tell my servant David, I took him from that sheepcote, from feeding those few sheep of his father." Now I made him a great name, like the great man. Not all the greatest name, but just like great man. Never made him a Billy Graham, but I give him a name, you know. Said, "I've done that. But said, I can't let him build a temple. But his son," and just soon said, "his son's," oh my, there it was. I said, "Joseph." That's right. Right down the house, I went there. The little fellow, so big, she, big old boy, she couldn't hardly walk. Going out through the field, I run through my arms, and I said, "Honey, Joseph is coming. Joseph is on his road." I kissed her goodbye. I said, "Honey, it won't be long. Joseph will be here." Right up the steps, she went like that on the operating table. A few minutes, nurse come down and said, "Reverend Branham?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." Said, "He's got a fine 7-pound, 3-ounce boy." I said, "Joseph, son, welcome." "Yes, sir." Wow!
God, when my days are done, I'd like to see little Joseph be a man that I could place this Bible in his hand, because the day of his dedication, you spoke, said, "Joseph, thou art a prophet." I pray, God, that you'll let a double portion of the Spirit on my boy.